Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Or, I mean, what?
It happens to all of us.
Fiber, or what's going on?
Cultural change is hard.
I think he has left a mark on him because he's been sitting behind me on the bus for, whatever, 10, 12 years now. And, you know, occasionally, you know, might eat a bad meal or something and pass some gas on the bus. So I think that just has left the mark in.
But are you using the term left the mark on purpose?
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight.
Yeah. Be
tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
Be careful.
Right.
Be careful.
Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Journalism Standard, Greg Hill.
Have you seen the other one that women are doing where they place the phone at the side of the bed, run in nude, and launch themselves on the phone with a specific
body part
and groped her lady part.
You sure this is social media and not porn sites?
Yeah, no, it's not on porn
sites. I think you're getting charged for that one, bro.
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
Well, it's like how Danielle goes online and buys the fake positive pregnancy test to screw with guys.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a move that I do constantly.
You are not the father.
Exactly. That's right, like that.
What do you mean you're leaving? I'm pregnant. You can't go nowhere.
Joined by Nick Fitz. C. Stevens.
I can't stitch. I can't make a mask. There's a lot of things we wish we could do to help out. But I think a lot of people...
You could bedazzle a mask.
I'm a vudjazzler, not a bedazzler. Okay.
Grow up.
Visual. I could have done without on Monday.
You're welcome, everybody.
By the way, a bigger humble brag that is not true has never been told on this show. But yes, go ahead.
And behind the glass, two people New England would like to shut the hell up. Ken and Curtis.
By the way, Vegas odds makers...
Mm-hmm.
Have the Patriots winning the AFC East?
Man, really?
They out of here. Everybody.
That's for the sucker money, like you.
That's
everybody should invest their $1,200 stimulus on against the Patriots winning the division.
Okay. That would be the worst bet possible.
Oh, that would be the worst bet possible.
Oh yeah.
Did the Patriots send you that info this morning?
Nope.
Now,
but we've got to be role models,
right?
Oh God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
It's a virus. I get it. Like. I respect it.
Where the f*** are they all?
Get drunk before everything closes.
All the feels.
Cover it.
Just take a nice and easy, okay? Just relax.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Costa Rica, South Korea, Montana, the scuba corona, you know, viruses.
Danielle, we got a technology issue, a technology disaster in here that was started by me, and you're not even here in the building to fix it for me.
What did you touch?
You know what?
What'd you do this time, bud?
The text machine was, there were two choices on the text machine. One was ignore and do in 30 days, and one was restart.
Oh.
And I hit I hit the restart.
And now you don't know how to log in?
I already feel like I'm living in an episode of Black Mirror, but I got a giant one staring me down across the studio.
I know.
God Dale is broadcasting from home.
It might be. Honestly,
turn your microphone on, you rookie.
It might be pleasant to not have the text machine on all morning long. I need some help. Hey, Boomer, I need somebody to come help me fix the text machine in here.
I got it. Okay, what I'll do is every now and again when you're on a topic, I'll pretend I know what the angry texter out there in the 508-774-617 or 781 would say, and then I'll text it to you and you can read it aloud.
That's perfect, Nick.
Got
You're going to have to help me set up my phone for that. All right.
I thought this was a sports station.
I know. How about some sports?
Tom Brady's gone. Let it go.
You all right, Curtis? Everything all right?
Yeah. I mean, as good as I'll be.
Okay. Speaking of Tom Brady, it is Brady week, and Ken Laird cluster-effed the start of the program, and he's very nervous. God. So apparently I have to get some sort of a Brady week sponsor mention in right at the very tippity-top of the program. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, let's do that right now.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady Week on EEI. Benefiting the Greg Hill Foundation's Restaurant Strong Fund. Visit restaurantstrong.org. Is brought to you by Samuel Adams. Celebrating Brady's 20 years in New England.
That make you happy, Ken? We got that in?
Everything all right? Jim Cook's happy, yes.
All right, good. Speaking of Brady Week, it does continue this morning at 8:30. We'll be joined by Wes Welker, one of the all-time great Patriots receivers, currently a coach with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes, and I can officially say, talking to Wes prior to this interview and setting this up, he has completely lost the Patriots speak issue that we have with all members of that organization.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Ooh. Wow.
Oh,
he actually has, get this, thoughts of his own.
Oh, thoughts of his own.
Yes.
No.
He will address, I'm sure, your question, which will be most likely Brady or Belichick.
And there's only one reason why I booked him, because I'm pretty confident his answer will coincide with how I feel on the subject.
You're sure, Curtis?
Yes,
sir. So you think his answer will be Brady, not Belichick?
You better not get stage fright.
All right.
He's brief-proof.
Wes Welker will join us at 8:30 on this morning show for Brady Week. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up in about 40 minutes at 6:45, and we will share with you the top five most beautiful White House briefing moments from last night at about 8, or right after 8, on this morning's show. If you want to call and you want to be on, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is
37937. This is the League.
Well, it is April Fool's Day, and I guarantee you there will be some boob in the United States of America who attempts some kind of a coronavirus-related April Fool's prank at work, if they're still working, and loses their job. And so please, I would advise you to don't cough on somebody else and then chuckle. Don't send your droplets into the ether at any time today. Be careful with the April Fool's pranks.
Correct. And I'd just like to point out, Fitzy's doing a great job on the program. now,
April Fool's.
God, man. Skate pod.
Brand new Laird column up at WEI.com. Oh, baby. We were number one last Wednesday. Most clicks.
Really?
Clickbait City. Oh, yeah.
Ken, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I mean, you have people like Bradford and others who have been journalists for 20 years, and your hack column is blowing them away when it comes to numbers every week.
I know. Bradford was like salty about it, too. He's like,
when the headline is read this or you'll die.
Basically.
A big stunner. It actually didn't have two words, Joe Kelly, in it, and it was red.
But today's is Boston sports winners and losers during the coronavirus-induced pandemic. I did a Fitzy ranking, top five winners and losers at the layoff. Now,
I hope the Jacobs were the biggest losers.
Well, they were. It was a no-brainer.
Okay, good.
But I think you'll be interested to know, Greg, I had to, when push came to shove in the first battle of Brady versus Belichick, give the edge to Belichick in terms of who is more benefited by this layoff in the sports world. I guess it's obvious. Brady's not. He's texting with his new receivers, his new weapons. He can't work out with these guys at all.
Right.
This could really derail the start of the Bucs season. I'm starting to lean toward Belichick might have a better year than Brady.
Really?
I'm starting to get sucked in your direction the more I think about it.
You're coming over to my camp.
A little bit.
Wow.
All right.
The longer this goes, this
have
is bad
faith.
News.
Well, it does give him more time. I mean, the longer that you delay the season, the more time Bill Belichick has to try to figure something out. All right, Ken.
Well, speaking of Belichick, yesterday's story on USA Today's Patriots website yesterday with Bill Belichick giving a quote to Henry McKenna, who I've never heard of in my life, about his son Stephen, talking about his dynamic of working with his son, and including this paragraph where he threw more disadvantages at Steve than any other coach he's worked with. The absurd nature of Belichick speaking on this subject shows just how preferential the treatment has been for his son Steve. Where has Bill been when discussing Tom Brady, when talking about the offseason? He hasn't given a quote to anybody other than that statement that he wrote, like, under waterboarding terroristic type threats. I mean, it is insane to me that this guy has given more power to allow his family to cultivate their skills under his watch.
Curtis, you have an unhealthy obsession with Steve Belichick and Bill Belichick. You really, it's
because
not good.
It flies.
You want to eliminate anxiety and stress during these times, not promote it.
Well, here's the issue, though. His whole lifeblood is that he does what's best for the football team. Mm-hmm. That's what he tells everyone. Can anybody truly with a straight face say that Steve Belichick is the right move for the football team as a defensive coordinator?
Well, Bill would. I mean, is there...
Let me put it a different way. I'm the coach. I do what's best for the football team.
I know what it's like for your dad to present you with more opportunities than you deserve. I know what it's like. I have only dined off silver spoons my entire life. Bill Belichick is the Antichrist. God. If COVID-19 God. Were a person. Oh.
God. All right, what do you got, Nick?
Well, Greg, I would just like to bring up something. I'm cultivating a little thing I'm calling the most underappreciated Boston sports athletes of the 21st century. And I would like to posit that today's interview subject, our guest in the 8 o'clock hour, Wes Welker, could very well be at the top of the most underappreciated Boston sports athletes of this century, if not the last 50 years. Let me give you something. Wes Welker played for the New England Patriots from 2007 to 2012. Six very memorable, sadly, championship-free years. In that time, Wes Welker led the league in completion percentage, targets, receptions, and yards in the NFL. Over the likes of Reggie Wayne, Brandon Marshall, Larry Fitzgerald, Tony Gonzalez, Andre Johnson, and Calvin Johnson, all Hall of Fame receivers. And he had the most targets, receptions, and yards in the league.
Mm.
I know Edelman's got the three rings, and people like to remember Welker for two or three infamous plays.
Well, Giselle likes to remember him for one play that he did not make. But, yes.
It's a shame.
Underappreciated.
Underappreciated, as you would say.
Yeah. Wes Welker joining us at 8:30 for Brady Week. Danielle?
I know this news is really going to shock you guys, but according to Nielsen, sales of alcoholic beverages rose 55% in the week ending March 21st.
That is not a surprise.
Not a surprise.
Yeah.
They said that spirits like tequila, gin, and premixed cocktails led the way. Sales jumped about 75% compared to the same period last year.
Yeah.
Wine sales were up 66%. Beer sales were up 42%. And online sales far outpaced in-store sales. So if you want to know what people are doing while they're stuck home with their families, it's drinking.
Well, yeah. And the happy hour start time has moved progressively earlier week by week that people are trapped at home. It used to be people were waiting, I think, until 6 o'clock, and then it became 5 o'clock, and then it became 3 o'clock, and now it's noon, I'm imagining, for most. It's noon.
We might actually be able to do a drunk Danielle show now because I'm home. I don't have to drive home. It's great.
Well, there are some here in Massachusetts who are questioning whether they suddenly live under a communist regime-type rule of law after learning that we are one of only two states that are handing the addresses of those who have tested positive for COVID-19 over to the police.
Excuse me?
What?
Yes. Ken Jong-un. Uh-huh.
May I see your papers?
Only two states, Alabama and Massachusetts, are delivering the addresses of those of you who may have tested positive to law enforcement. Now, they say it is a protective measure for first responders, and that once this is all over, that database will disappear. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, Ken. We may be moving closer here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to your immunization registry or your registry of the sick and the ill or whatever it is that
What's
going to
be sick is when you start praising Charlie Baker for it in about 3, 2, 1.
Well, honestly,
I'm not a fan of that. That should be private information.
Is that HIPAA violation?
Yeah, the
state. I don't know. It's the police. Do you want the police knowing if you're sick?
I do, actually. Because close to 1,000 police officers in New York. So many officers are sick with COVID-19. The amount of sick is larger than but 4 major metropolitan areas' actual entire police forces in New York City.
Yeah.
And they're going to overwhelm more emergency rooms and ICU units. So, yes, I do, actually.
Well, listen, if that's what they need, I'm all down with the first responders and the doctors and the nurses. Those are the people who we owe a lifetime debt of gratitude on this thing to. So if they want that information, then I'm all down with it. I'm okay with it. But otherwise, seems like a bit of a privacy invasion, yeah. Ken Laird.
Sounds like you're coming to my side.
All right. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up in about a half an hour. Coming up after trending, as if the anxiety of the pandemic wasn't enough for those who are struggling with addiction, what is being done by the Zoom terrorists is cruel and unusual punishment for those in AA, Curtis.
Uh-oh.
We are going to get to that and other things coming up, but right now, what is trending this morning?
It's Brady Week on EEI. Tune in every day at 8:30 a.m., 12:30, 4:30, and 6:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And Subaru of New England presents Trending Now. Their retailers are committed to being a resource for our neighbors. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Pretty big day on Brady Week. We've got, of course, Wes Welker with us, Ty Law, 12:30, Teddy Bruschi, 4:30 with OMF. That is a big week as we celebrate Brady's 20 years in New England, all brought to you by Samuel Adams. Yesterday we had Tuca on, and he confirmed he has no idea who Nick Stevens is. This was maybe the highlight of the day. Now, Tuca, do you know your neighbors? We have a member of the show who claims he lives near you, Nick Stevens. But I'm
He said he's got the mud hut on that hill behind me. I haven't seen him.
Right. But just to be clear, you're repeating what he has said on the radio. You don't actually know him.
No. I don't know him. No. He doesn't. He's not allowed to come this way. He can only take a right turn out of his driveway. He's not allowed to step on it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't really live next to Tuca, then.
No.
As you've said on the
It's two good throws from the outfield.
Tuca adjacent.
Tuca adjacent. Sometimes he confuses me. I walked by one time, and he just handed me a leaf blower.
Well, he did say, though, that I thought it was interesting yesterday, Ken, the real news was that he's not really considering retiring. He wants to play for another couple of years. Is that what he said?
We'll be parsing that on the Skate Podcast later today. I don't think it's conclusive. He said 1 or 2 years. He's got a year left on the contract. I mean, he was non-committal.
Well, he said he'd get together with Donnie Sweeney once the smoke clears and try to see if he can get something done.
We need the Skate Pod now more than ever.
Yes, we do.
Says everyone.
It's the only podcast that can go. I'm the only one in the building that can record. NFL is going to go. They are expressing full confidence. They are cocky, basically. We're playing this fall, full schedule. They've expanded the playoffs. That's approved.
But don't you think that's the right thing to do?
The Trump we're back on Easter approach.
I heard Glenn, I think last week, saying that it was insensitive to go forward with the draft. And I mean, if you can do these things safely and not put anybody at risk, America needs something to be entertained by and to focus on and to distract them from what's going on every single day. Why not let it be the National Football League?
Don't you think it's somewhat out of place to have 100 to 200,000 potential Americans be dead, and we have Mel Kiper sitting up there with his bouffant hair talking about his
really
big board?
No, I really don't. No, I don't, Curtis.
I want to live where Mel Kiper lives, because I guarantee you he lives in the most germ-free, protective environment possible.
Well, the season opener is September 10th. It's a long way away, but they are still planning on like 5 international games, 4 of them in London, 1 in Mexico City. It just seems, I hear what you're saying, Hillman, it just seems unreasonable. I mean, some of this stuff is going to change. But well, who knows? Tom Brady has jersey number 12 in tow, Danielle. Rest easy. Given him by Chris Godwin. No compensation involved.
Really?
Just took it from the poor man.
That sounds a little disingenuous.
And Marcus Smart is donating blood for an experimental coronavirus treatment. Four recovered NBA players are doing this, including Marcus. It's part of a project which could help high-risk patients recover.
Oh, did you see the news this morning about the guy that was on Pandemic?
No.
And his announcement?
No.
Unfortunately, Wiggy only was able to make it through one episode of Pandemic, which we all were supposed to be watching as a homework assignment on this program. But there's big news. Maybe we'll get to that at 6:40 or so this morning, but there's big coronavirus news from one of the guys that you watched on Pandemic. So we'll get to that coming up. All right, Ken, thank you. It's the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
And Ken and Nick and I are in the studio, week number three of the self-isolation. Danielle is at her home. Is it a read every text Wednesday, Danielle? Remind me.
Sure.
Apparently, I laugh too much on the show.
Oh, is that are you sure that's not directed at me again?
No, no, this is directed at me.
Come on.
617 texter, Greg. Why do you laugh at everything that everybody says? I mean, I don't know.
I'm miserable, you know what, like you.
Maybe I guess it's because I have a or try to have a positive outlook on things. Is that should I mean, Curtis laughs a lot of times. So you hear you might hear Curtis laughing in the background. I try to give. I'm often trying to give give Nick a courtesy laugh here
and there.
I don't.
You're the one.
Try not to be miserable.
I could try to laugh less if that is what that texter would like. I'm happy to do that.
What are your thoughts on Rob Parker?
What? Oh, what'd you say? I was just trying to laugh. When you said something, I was just trying to laugh immediately.
What a great way to start the day, though, for that person.
Well, I mean, it's four text messages in a row about the laughing.
Yeah.
And this individual is crapping on me and Nick as well.
Oh, also.
Oh, thank you.
617 texter?
Yeah. Oh. Holy S, what happened to this show? Between Nick and Danielle, it's like America's worst comic.
Oh, oh, shoot. I laughed at the guy's thing. I mean, I even laughed. Belgium.
But it's true, though.
I even
together, we are the America's worst comic.
Yes.
I even laughed at his stupid comic.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what's not funny is that with all the anxiety going on, mm-hmm. there are those who are struggling with addiction, who attend AA meetings on Zoom, who are now being terrorized by the Zoom terrorists, Danielle. This is this has turned into a big problem, apparently, in our country during this pandemic.
It's a very, very big problem. So these people are basically just hopping onto these Zoom calls. They're hacking in. And, you know, people are trying to have meetings with their sponsors, with other people. And these trolls are basically just saying things like, drink alcohol, go on a bender.
Oh,
it's a nightmare.
So you have some poor, struggling alcoholic, former alcoholic, trying to get better in the middle of a... You know, the 12, what are they, Curtis?
The steps.
The 12 steps, and they're on step 8. Right. And all of a sudden, somebody interrupts their Zoom meeting and says, alcohol is good. That's not right.
Alcohol is so good.
There are a few things more awkward than logging into a Zoom meeting with your recovery group and talking to others. Like, I'm in a basement talking to people in their basement about our issues with our ability to consume alcohol and to abstain from it. And it is... bizarre. So for somebody to have their think about that, what am I going to do today? Am I going to go to the grocery store? Am I going to get some more TP? Am I going to watch TV, listen to Greg? No, I'm going to log in to Zoom to find an AA group and trying to encourage people to kill themselves by consuming more alcohol.
I have said it several times over the last few weeks. In many cases, in lots of cases, the majority of cases, what this country is going through together is bringing out the best in people. In some cases, it is bringing out the absolute worst in people.
There's not really a happy medium, though. It's like either you're doing something good or you're trying to ruin someone's life.
But the thing is, guys, they can't always text the Greg Hill Show, so they have to find something to do after hours.
Is there any way of finding who these people are, Danielle? Or they're anonymous and they somehow can log in? And
during the news yesterday, Danielle was talking about how the FBI is investigating.
So have they actually found
anybody yet, though. I mean, I figured out that texter was named Giacomo, but I can't figure out who's breaking into your AA meeting.
Oh, God.
Giacomo?
Giacomo.
It wasn't Giuseppe?
Hey now.
Let's see. Here's a text from law enforcement on my lead. My lead this morning at the start of the show was that some here in Massachusetts are upset because they learned that we are one of only two states in which the medical authorities, the government, is handing the names of those who have tested positive for COVID-19 over to law enforcement, to the police. And some say that that is a massive breach when it comes to privacy. And so this texter is in law enforcement and says, absolutely not. We got to know about it because if we're going to go to somebody's house, even if it's a carbon monoxide alarm going off, we absolutely want to know ahead of time that the person is COVID-19 positive. So,
absolutely. And furthermore, the public should know anonymously. You should have one of those, like when you do the Google Maps and like one of those pinpoints drop, you should have drops around everybody's house who was tested positive. That's just...
The COVID registry.
Yeah. A COVID registry on the Google Map?
Sure. You should have your phone data and know where you've been and where you currently reside.
It's like a sex offender. What are we doing?
well, it's public health.
But if you have 1,000, if you have police forces that are sick and they're unable to attend to the masses and make sure law and order are in place, we're going to start trending towards anarchy pretty quickly. Pretty quick.
Who is the bigger doomsday person, Dale or Nick? Have you figured it out yet here at the station?
I'm here.
Or Ken.
The three of them are trying to out-honk COVID.
That's impossible.
I think it'll kill 220,000 people. I think 270. I think our world will end.
Dale has the edge because of Fauci. Because it was Fauci.
Dale legitimately was panicked over Fauci for 48 hours.
Where's Tony? I need to know where Tony is. Get Tony up here.
And Danielle, remind me of your lead this morning when it came to which liquors are being consumed more so than ever before by those who are stuck at home.
The spirits, such as tequila, gin, and premixed cocktails, had the biggest jump. Sales jumped 75% in the week ending March 21st compared to the same period last year.
75%?
I mean, that's huge. That's huge. Come on.
I mean,
nobody's doing anything except drinking.
Well, and it's, I mean, it's only going to get worse. I mean, better for those who are selling the beer and the wine and the spirits, but worse for those who are stuck at home and have nothing to do. Hello, David.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Dave? What's up?
Not much. So here's my thing. This, given all the information for people that tested positive, that's a little on the fence situation. Now, let me ask you a question. People that are out there, which we seem not to talk about it now, that are HIV positive.
Yes.
When responses get called into a situation, drug overdoses or whatnot, or could be a natural thing, are they being informed that they're going into a call that there's an HIV person?
I don't believe somebody would have an expert would have to tell me. I don't think they are. I don't think that we inform first responders which illnesses the people that they are going to help are suffering from. I think this would be the first time that that has been done. Are you somebody who says it's a violation of your privacy? Is that what you're saying, David?
It is. And actually, what I do for a living, sometimes I have to intervene in people's privacy, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's tough to do. It's very hard, very difficult. And the biggest thing is being able to keep it a secret and not talk about it. Yeah. Unfortunately, people will talk about it, and they'll go above and beyond what it should go as far as the information goes.
Yeah, well.
And we cannot kid ourselves.
You're right about that, where you may have, in a smaller town, the word may get out that somebody is suffering from, they've tested positive for coronavirus, and then you may have what happened in Maine last week happen, where those vigilantes went and cut the tree down so the guy with the New Jersey plates couldn't leave his home on the island in Maine. Mm-hmm. They suspected that he might have the COVID, and so they went and chopped the tree down so the guy couldn't leave his driveway. This is Joyce. Hey, Joyce. Joyce?
Yes.
Were you just coughing? Are you all right?
Oh, God.
I'm fine. I was just choking on a lozenge, Jeff.
Oh,
lozenge.
Oh, geez. Don't choke on a lozenge. We need everybody that we can get listening to this show. What kind of a lozenge was it? Was it a butterscotch? Butterscotch lozenge?
No, it was one of those waffle lemon honey things.
They never taste. They don't taste like lemon and honey. They taste like medicine. Oh. I mean, yeah. All right. So what? Yeah. What do you got? Right. What's going on, Joyce?
So I'm on the expressway.
Yeah.
And actually, the only good thing that comes out of this is it's really the expressway.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but no traffic.
I'm on my way to work. I'm 72 years old. 72 years, yeah. I've been working in a nurse 37 years.
What? A nursing home? You're cutting in and out. You're 72. You've been working in a nursing home. Yes.
Yeah. And I work on a dementia unit.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how hard it is to have social distancing on a dementia unit?
It's got to be almost impossible.
You got that right. So, it's difficult. It's hard to those poor patients that they can't see their families.
Yes, I understand. Okay.
I got them coming through the window waving to them.
Well, that's a nice thing. I come and wave in the window, and thank you, Joyce. Your phone is kind of cutting out, but... I mean, listen.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was hoping for that. Thank you. Yes.
So obnoxious.
Best you drop of the day right. At 6:30.
You got that right. Ken, you got that right.
You got that right.
You got that right.
Nick's not funny.
You got that right.
I know, right?
You got that right.
See you at the Zoom meeting tonight, Curtis.
I mean...
Which one of your Keith beers will you be consuming?
Oh, other people's joy. It makes Curtis feel weird. Plus, the latest on Corona tonight in the news.
I love the hoppy one.
You know, I was reading a thing yesterday. There are some people who don't even know what the world is going through right now, and it is those that are serving in our Navy that are on a submarine.
Mm-hmm.
They are not allowed to be informed of what is going on around in the world.
Really?
So that they can focus on their job on a nuclear submarine. So they are down under at the depths of the ocean, no idea what's happening. They just think everything is peachy and keen and hunky dory up here.
How many of those people are there?
There's a lot of them.
There are.
Well, Ken, you're on a need to know basis. Right. You're the last person that we want to inform about confidential information because Lord knows you probably share it with the Chinese.
There are actually two groups of people, honest to God, that have less than zero information as to what's going on above ground. People on submarines,
OMF.
And I kid you not, yeah, three then, OMF, people on submarines, and the cast of Big Brother. They have kept that. First of all, I was shocked that show is still even on television. Like, Big Brother's still on? Wow, good. Julie Chen's getting work. Where are they doing it? A colorful house to be determined.
And they have no idea?
They have no idea what's going on. So they're just like smashing away, hot tubbing their way through the day. And next thing you know, they're going to all be like, surprise, you got voted off. By the way, you may have lost family.
Speaking of China, are you guys up to speed on the FBI Detroit story from 2018 yet?
No.
When it comes to the briefcase?
I don't like this already.
I am going to have to, at some point, delve into you on the story of the vials labeled antibodies from 2018 in Detroit, Michigan. I'm going to have to get into that at some point this morning. We don't have time right this moment.
Greg once tried to use those vials because he thought it was Parmesan cheese.
This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
What's happening, Brian?
Well, I just wanted to comment on giving out the information whether you have the virus or not.
Yes.
I believe that's totally wrong. Don't you think it'd be a good policy for anyone, especially police officers, firefighters, that must go into people's homes at times, you know, various in the performance of their duties, should just assume that where they're going has it, take precautions? Why do you need to absolutely know? Because a lot of people have it, don't even know. So just because you know this person, this domicile may have somebody in there, you could still be going in there thinking, you know, that there isn't somebody in there with it, and they still have it because it's unknown. So why do you need to give out that information? Just assume that it's in where you go and take necessary precautions. I mean, I just think that should just be a standard policy. Why do you have to give out that information?
Well, it
doesn't make any sense.
I think there are more requirements for what they would have to do going in. Like, I don't think it's just as simple as, like, just make the assumption. I think they'd have to prepare more.
There's a texter who works for Boston Fire who says they don't let them know if a patient is HIV positive. Now they are being told if the patient or the individual they're going to see on a call is experiencing flu-like symptoms. So that's what's going on. I'm going to leave it up to them. I'm not going to speak for them. If that's what they want, then they're okay with it. I mean, this texter, this is what you get into. This texter says, it's amazing how many rights people are willing to give up during a crisis. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue, Ken. Is that,
well, but it's wartime. Of course, this is a special circumstance.
Right. So that's you're fine. Okay. So Charlie Baker says we're going to be one of only two states that is informing the police that you have tested positive for a virus, and you're okay with that.
If you were a police officer, wouldn't you want that information?
I guess probably, yeah. I mean, I guess I would. I mean, I guess I'm okay with it.
But look at how many rights. Look at our lives today versus a month ago. How many things are different that have changed because of this virus? We've already given up the right to congregate socially. We've given up the right to go out to dinner.
Right. I gave up a low BMI.
You gave up a low BMI, and Greg got yelled at for laughing.
How is that any different than a month ago?
You have some of these mayors who are taking extraordinary leaps when it comes to telling you what you can and can't do in your everyday lives. I mean, at some point this morning, we should probably get into the mayor of Washington, D.C., and what she is doing when it comes to those who are supposed to be staying at home. So maybe we'll get to that during the news, Danielle, at 7:30. All right, it's Brady Week. We will be joined today at 8:30 by Wes Welker, who Curtis says is raring to talk.
Oh,
is that correct?
God. He has lost the Patriot way of speaking.
Really?
He can actually learn and speak English as a language on his own.
So we're going to be able to find out for once and for all whether or not Bill Belichick drove Tom Brady out of town. Is that going to happen?
I believe so. I'm hoping he's the same guy in the air.
All right. Welker will join us at 8:30 this morning. We will get to the top five most beautiful briefing moments from the two-hour press conference yesterday at the
White House. Is it over?
And coming up next, we're going to get to the dumbest of the day right here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
It's Wednesday. If you forgot what day it is, it's Wednesday. And it's not work sweatpants time yet, right, Danielle? What time is work sweatpants time? Is that 9 or 10 or
I think what? These days people are flexing a little closer to 10, 10:30.
Okay.
The day has shifted.
I read a big article yesterday about how after this is over, nobody is actually going to go and work at an office or a business place ever again.
I mean, I think you could call this a new normal.
Wait, would you call it the new normal?
By the way, Greg, you look like a hobo today. What do you mean? What's with the hat?
I decided.
Wait, are you wearing a hat?
It's yes.
A
hot
look. Yeah. It's gotten to that point.
He's got a cap on.
What's wrong with wearing a hat?
You look weird in a hat.
You don't wear them.
It's rude to wear indoors.
I wear hats on the weekends. I just decided.
No, you don't.
I do. Danielle, how would you know what I wear on the weekend?
Why are you post videos of yourself attempting to run?
Why are you sitting there with a sign that says "Why lie? I want a beer."
I mean, what's wrong with me throwing on a Bentley University football hat in honor of
my
son?
Your head's too big,
Brees,
or your hat's too small. It's like a weird.
Honestly, nobody fed the jackals last night. If somebody could just go by their cages and just leave a little meat or what, like one of those cone of nuts.
Greg Exotic.
I mean, I took a shower this morning. Don't worry about it. I mean,
so then why would you wear the hat?
Because I just wanted to. Okay. I felt like, you know what? It's like relaxed.
Casual Wednesday?
Yes, casual Wednesday.
Did you get
Wednesday.
Any more relaxed?
Day 15 of COVID, Greg bragging about showering before the show.
There's only 8 people who come into this building. It's like a deserted warehouse here at Entercom.
Pump day!
Perhaps tomorrow, Greg, if you could wear a bowler or a fedora, maybe a nice derby cap.
Sexy.
Jesus. Texters are always asking, by the way, why the studio cameras aren't on anymore, and that's because we don't have anybody to operate them. That's what's going on there. So I assume that's why. Is that why?
Yeah, we have two Joes in the building and no camera operator.
Yes, I know you don't like the two Joes, Curtis, but being serious for a moment, I don't think we're on a skeleton crew here. It's really only the on-air people and Curtis and Ken, and that's it. I mean, and really the... when it comes to the radio station staff, Glenn doesn't come in. Dale doesn't come in. Foyer doesn't come in. Luke comes in, right?
Luke comes in.
Rich comes in.
Rich and the other show's producers, and that's it.
And that's
hey,
it.
Hey, it's Lou.
That's it. Hey, it's Lou.
That's it.
Lou wears a hat. I saw Lou wearing a baseball hat the other day. Well, how come Lou can wear a hat and I can't wear a hat?
It's his comfort zone. For you, this is the first time you've ever worn a hat.
It's not the first time I've ever worn a hat.
In here, though, I don't know if you've worn one on the new show yet.
You've done something different. We don't like change. Yeah. What's that?
It's weird. It's weird. I mean, I could see if you threw a hat on when you had your weird eye thing three times a year, but...
Here's a 781 text that says, don't the cameras work themselves? All you have to do is turn it on. I don't know.
No, because you have to follow where the person is, if the person sits in a different spot, if they move.
It's not an exact thing. I'm just telling you, the cameras were on the radio.com app for a good week, and then all hell broke loose in the world, and the cameras aren't on anymore. I don't know I don't know. Maybe we're hiding something. Maybe we're hiding something from the world. I don't know.
You see, there are multiple cameras, and somebody was switching between the different cameras so as to give you an engaging perspective on the conversation.
Yes, yes.
Is that all right?
Now,
we should hire Dave Mondillo. He's available.
Now, speaking... speaking of...
The last thing I'm going to hear before I die.
Do your job documentary with Greg Hill.
Here's a 508 text that says... Can't one of the two jackals run a camera? Honestly, what do they do? It's a whole separate setup.
You can't do it.
Curtis and Ken do a lot. They do a lot.
Mm-hmm. Ken does a lot.
Thank you, Daniel.
That's right. Ken does a lot.
Terrorize my waking days, haunt my dreams.
Speaking of the all hell breaking loose and hiding things from the world, at one point... during our feature, Pandemic and Netflix, or Netflix and Pandemic, or Netflix and Quarantine, whatever we called that, where we recommended what you should watch, a texter suggested Pandemic, so we all watched Pandemic. And Danielle, there's breaking news today, which is one of the guys that was on Pandemic has announced that he believes he has found the cure.
That's correct.
When it comes to the virus.
His name is Dr. Jacob Glanville. He's based out of the Bay Area. And
Which guy was he?
The guy with the glasses, the chubby guy? Like with the stringy hair?
I'm trying to find.
He wore a tiny Bentley hat?
Yeah, he has the tight curly hair.
He was the one who was working on a very small office. He left Big Pharma to go work for himself to develop a single guy.
Yes. So he says he's found a cure, Danielle?
He says he and his team have been working round the clock to try to source a cure. And he said, and I quote, "We are happy to announce we've completed the engineering and we have some very potent antibodies that can be effective against the virus."
Wow.
Whoa.
It is huge.
He said they took a series of 5 antibodies from around 2002 that were able to neutralize SARS, and they used lab technology to evolve those antibodies against SARS and adapt them to recognize COVID-19.
Wow.
Pretty amazing stuff.
So how long would you guess it takes FDA-wise to be, is that a 3-month thing, a 6-month thing? I mean, Fauci says they're moving it through rapidly.
They're testing it on Mutt right now.
It's supposed to be 12 to 18 months. I just got word. Trump is going to have that man on the dais tonight at the White House Beautiful briefing at 5:15.
I hope so, because last night was tough.
I guarantee you that guy will be on the dais or at the platform by Friday.
Giuseppe was very, very happy.
Giacomo, good friend of mine, talking about, hey, nah. Iko, a day.
Iko, one day.
Giacomo, find a cure one day. Giacomo, find that cure.
That was a long one. That briefing was a long one last night.
It was like 2 hours.
I like it, though. I really, it's great. It's great entertainment.
Last night was too much bricks.
Honestly, it was serious. It was serious and dramatic last night.
Which
the situation is, you know. Yeah. But
I love Trump at the beginning blocking the entire slide.
He doesn't, you know what it looks like when someone else comes up to speak? It looks like he just doesn't know what to do with himself because his hands just sort of sit there. Yeah. And
if you were in that position, I feel like I would do the same thing as the president. Yeah. I'd be all awkward off to the side.
But it's just this tall pout he does.
Yeah. All right. We will get to the top 5 most beautiful briefing moments from yesterday's briefing at 8 this morning. Also, tomorrow, I believe, Ask an Attorney, COVID-19 edition with Larry the Lawyer, because there's a lot of stuff going on legally. So Larry the Lawyer will join us from his self-isolation tomorrow morning at about 8:20. Larry the Lawyer on tomorrow's show. Brady Week continues with Wes Welker joining us at 8:30 this morning. And I don't think Wes has done much since leaving the domain of the New England Patriots.
The only time I heard from him was a couple quick bites with the Patriots media out at the Super Bowl this year during Media Day, because he was a coach. He's a coach with the 49ers, so he was available. But he was totally in the non-distraction phase. The guy I talked to is all in on wanting to talk about his experience with Brady and why he left here.
Can you do me a favor and wait like 3 to 4 minutes into the interview before you say, Brady or Belichick?
Okay, I'll do my best.
Who is responsible for the success of the franchise? Can you wait?
I sound that good?
Can you give it a little time before you start berating him about that?
I'll do my best.
All right. Wes Welker on this show during Brady Week at 8:30. And Brady Week is brought to you by our friends at Sam Adams. Right now it's time for this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
All right. Because we have watched everything that exists on television and eaten every single thing that we have in our refrigerators, we have the time to listen to nearly everything that is said in this country in a 24-hour span. And we have determined that the following was the dumbest of the day yesterday, Curtis.
It occurred at the Life Tabernacle Church in Louisiana, one of the mega churches that proceeded with a massive amount, about 6,000 people that went to go hear Pastor Tony Spell.
Wait a minute. When was this? 6,000 people Sunday?
Sunday, yes.
6,000 people?
Roughly, yes.
You're kidding me. In the middle of this?
In the middle of this. In Louisiana, as you know, is a hotspot because people's immune systems were down.
Right.
And so Tony Spell defended his right. Oh, by the way, he was arrested, not taken into custody, but he defended his right to conduct a mass during this crisis.
That is our command. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I'm going to address that by laying hands on them and praying for them and believing God to heal their body. When the paramedics can't get there, when the law enforcement can't get there, the Holy Ghost can get there and it'll make a difference in somebody's life.
So the Holy Ghost was there and they healed the congregants.
I mean, it seems like there is nothing that would be more of a risk to others than laying your hands on, doing the welcome, doing the greeting, sitting there in a pew with another 6,000 people at this most dangerous time.
And I'll tweet it out, Greg. It doesn't do justice just talking about it. People literally are all touching each other's foreheads. It's what? Unbelievable.
Did they have holy water?
Well, I guess if you're faithful, then you believe that what's going to happen is not in your control. So why wouldn't you go to church, right?
Wow, I mean, if the rest of us are on the train to hell, they just bought tickets on the Acela.
But even have you seen the stories? There was one place in Georgia where there was a funeral, and almost everybody that went to this funeral in the middle of this COVID-19 became positive with coronavirus. Because all you have to be is next to someone saying hello, like at a wake, you walk in, you hug people. Everybody gets each other's germs.
Do you see the birthday party, the one-year-old's birthday party in Los Angeles over the weekend where there were 50, 60 people there, and they had to bring the police in, and these people are complaining, they're losing their S. The cops are walking like in a line to try to get everybody to leave the gathering of 50 people because they had to have their one-year-old's, their precious one-year-old's birthday party with 50 people.
Because she'll remember.
The rule is not 9 people max. All right, that's it. That's the rule, and that rule is staying in place for the next 30 days. So
we're at 9 still.
At that point,
shouldn't we be at 2?
It's 10 or under, Ken.
Oh my God!
What you want to?
Is only that true?
Two? Yeah, that's currently the rule. Is you may get the governor reaffirmed it yesterday. You may gather in groups that are 10 or less.
Well, that's stupid.
You may do that.
10
still
people,
too much for me.
And you still have to be socially distanced in that time
as
well.
Yes, yes. All right. I want to get to the what happened with the FBI in Detroit in 2018 with the briefcase, Danielle.
Yeah.
No microfiche, but a briefcase. There was a briefcase
you
involved.
Love the microfiche.
There were vials and a briefcase involved.
Yes.
in 2018. And we're just learning about this for some odd reason. So I want to get to that coming up. And if you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.